B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Fiona, everybody. Fiona?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I can hear it already, Fiona.
Oh, boy.
Good morning. Okay, let's jump in. You emailed us about a family member that's doing something that is getting annoying. What's going on?
Yes, that's the word.
Okay.
I've been married for a few years, so, you know, I'm still trying to be nice.
Yeah.
And my husband's sister drives me completely crazy for this one reason, and that is sprinkle cookies.
Sprinkle cookies.
We're going to need more. I mean, yeah, no, not the cookies, but more info. What's going on with sprinkle cookies?
Because that is all she brings to events, ever. Every barbecue, Christmas party, birthday party, shower, christening, it does not matter what it is. She brings the same thing. It's this packaged, store-bought, low-rent, basic B cookie from the grocery store.
Okay. I think I know the ones you're talking about.
No, I know.
Right?
They're like sugar cookies with the, like, sprinkles.
From the bakery department comes your...
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, they're color-coordinated at least. Like,
on the
4th of July, they're red and blue.
That's all she brings to any function?
Every time. She does it so frequently that we've started to call her Sprinkles.
Well, not to her
face.
Behind her back. Okay, yeah, that's okay. I'm sure that's annoying, but what? Just kind of paint a picture. If everybody else is bringing, like, what to the party?
Everyone else brings side dishes or main dishes. They cook them from home. They like, and the thing is, we try to like spread it out so we have a sign up, and then people sign up. But she always signs up for dessert brings the junk.
Oh, my God.
She grabs the dessert. I mean, I don't want to get into her business too much, but is there a financial issue where she can't afford the finer thing? Okay.
All right. She makes money. Her husband makes money. That's what makes this even worse. I just think she's cheap because not only does she bring that, but at the end of the night, she starts to gather all the leftovers. And then she goes home with them. It's like she leaves with $50 worth of leftovers when she brings $5 worth of cookies.
I'll take that deal all day long.
Wow.
That's next level.
Wow.
Like, that's just like, if you're going to bring sprinkle cookies, and stay away from the leftovers. Oh, you don't deserve them.
Take home all the leftovers.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Does she take the cookies?
Yes, she takes the cookies, too.
My God.
Hey, you guys aren't going to eat these.
Right?
Okay, now I know why.
I started glaring at her.
Okay,
and then she like sometimes leaves the cookies.
All right, so what is it we can do for you, Fiona, for Morning Court?
I don't know. Like, am I being petty? I mean, it drives me absolutely crazy. But should I confront her on this, or should I let this go because I'm just being weird and obsessed with this?
That's a good question. And then, yes, you definitely are bothered by it. It's a good Morning Court case. It really is.
Yeah.
We'll take the case.
We'll take the case.
We'll take the cookies.
But it's something that will drive you crazy.
You don't want the cookies. Sorry, go ahead, LBF.
It would be something that would drive you crazy. Like, it just gets under your skin so much that it's impossible to have.
You know what that is? I think it's a three strikes and you're out deal.
Yeah.
Don't you? She's done it too many times.
Right.
Yeah, that's a pattern. It's not fair, especially if everyone else is bringing side dishes, main courses, and then, she's bringing the cheapo and walking out with everything, including the cookies. Okay, stay tuned. Yeah. All right, Fiona?
Okay.
We'll get a lot of calls. You know, be prepared because some people might think that you are just being a little too picky or not. So let's just find out. Stay tuned, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Fiona. All right, phone number is 888-410-1057. Is her sister-in-law a cookie monster?
Oh, my God.
Huh? Okay, fine. Fiona. Stay tuned, Fiona.
Okay, thanks.
Well, it's a fun case. I mean, again, nobody's hurt or anything like that. Not a lot of money involved, just like she said, low-rent cookies. But, you know, it was enough of a bother for her to call us. So we took the case.
Yeah.
Let's get some advice for Fiona. What would you say to that relative? You can't disown a relative. It's not like a friend. It's a family member at every function is just, you know, coming with the The cheap cookies, you know the ones.
And then leave them with the expensive stuff. You, it's like you're getting robbed,
right.
Really.
Wow. It's just kind of, man, this makes it doubly worse. What do you say? 888-410-1057. Morning Court's in session. Fiona's on the phone.
Oh.
Standing by. Yeah? No? Don't do that? Okay, fine. Fiona called because she has a family member, and every function that this person comes to, she brings cookies from the, you know, the section of the bakery at the grocery store with the sprinkles on it. But she's not shy. She'll leave with the goodies at the end of the night. So let's see what you say to Fiona. And we got Matt on the phone. Matt, you think she needs to chill out a little bit?
No, not so much chill out, but first, you know, don't knock the store-bought cookies. They're good. I love them.
Oh.
Anyways, I think maybe she should just kind of let it go. And when her, what is it, sister-in-law or whatever it is, decides to have a gathering, everybody brings sprinkle cookies.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's funny.
I like that.
You heard of wedding showers, right?
Yes,
it's a sprinkle
shower.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right.
Oh
let's
God,
see
funny.
What Will. What do you say, Will?
So I can't beat the last answer, but certainly I'd be a little insulted with such low effort. Of course, you can be cheap. That's not really an issue. You could do like a buffalo chicken mac and cheese, but just to hit the store right before you go, I think that would really grind my gears.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, it's
we're
just annoying.
On the way over. You know what it is. Yeah. Okay.
No thought, no love, just sprinkle cookies.
Will thinks it's cheap. And
I like
that's what Fiona thinks.
Yeah. The idea of what that mac and cheese, buffalo mac and cheese.
I love that's so good. Oh my good. Gosh. Right. She brings that. She's invited.
Yeah, exactly.
Anytime. Annie, what do you say to Fiona today?
Well, I was just thinking that it's annoying and lazy that she just brings sprinkle cookies and just take desserts completely off the list. And then, I mean, you could always, like, go to a different department in the store and buy, like, a pasta salad or... I don't know. There's plenty of places that sell side dishes she could pick up on the way.
There's plenty of other low effort options.
You know what I think's happening, Kathy, is the suspect it just is going to the bakery section because she knows, it's 4th of July. They're red, white, and blue. Oh, Easter. They're pink and right?
They're probably
they're
up
festive.
Front, too.
They are up front. You don't even have to go into the store.
It's like, boom.
It's like a quick
gone.
Drive-by.
That's true. Thank you,
Annie. I love the idea of bringing sprinkle cookies, like everybody bringing them, though.
To her
that,
house,
yeah.
It's so good.
Just
that's a great
her,
idea.
Okay. Thank you, Annie.
Right, thank you.
Kathy, you say you're in the same situation, right? Kathy. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I have a sister who also will bring an appetizer to every party, but she's always late. She shows up during the main meal. So, right. We're already done appetizers. So I told her, hey, I really love you, but you know what? You're not bringing an appetizer. Bring a dessert because you're always late.
That's smart.
And I just told her straight out. Mm. And she's like, I know, you know. So now she brings a dessert, and it's usually a store-bought dessert, but at least it's...
You got to play to people's strengths.
Play to their strength. That's all you can do.
So if you're late, bring dessert. That's great.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I just, you know, I think she should just say, hey, listen, I love you, but you know what? Everybody's tired of sprinkle cookies. Can you bring something else?
Change it up, lady.
Fine. Or actually assign a dish.
Okay,
you're
so we like that.
You're going to bring this, you're going to bring that.
Thank Kathy, thank you.
What I'm wondering
about here, if we could just take a little slight turn, is what Fiona's also irritated about is she leaves with all the food. How do you stop that?
I know. That to me is like the thing that puts it over the edge. Like you can deal with sprinkle cookies, but the cheapness and the laziness.
Walk out with
coupled with the robbery. That's happening at the end of the party.
Yeah, let's say that. I want to hear what you would do about that aspect of it. It's one thing to, maybe you should be in do appetizers,
but
what do you say when they're walking out with $50 worth of food?
Brisket.
Don't even touch the brisket.
Right?
No. What would you say?
Stop right there.
Okay.
All right. Put it down. All right. Walk away.
Let's hear about that angle. I'm curious. 57WROR 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court today. Fiona on the phone. She's got that relative. It's her. It's a sister, my husband's sister. Okay. Drives me crazy because she brings sprinkle cookies to every party. As if that's not bad enough. She also leaves with more food than anybody else at
outrageous.
The end of the night. Allie, you say in your face, right? What do you say, Allie?
Uh-oh.
Allie. Uh-oh. You still there, Allie? Going once? Going twice? We lost Allie.
We lost Allie.
Allie was, she was going to go ahead and just say, look, stop it.
Stop it.
Just go and confront her.
Right now.
No one else has said that.
Right.
Everybody else is trying to be tricky.
I'd be like, how many heads do you have? And then the person would say, one. And I'd say, yeah, this is $15 a head. So you only get one serving. Get out of my house.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Husband, sister. I know, man. Okay.
Yeah, what do you think right. of that?
That's it.
But I would say it a little bit more like a Jersey housewife. Yeah, how many heads you got?
I don't think it would ever happen IRL.
Yeah, no. Fun to think about
I know,
that.
Right?
All right. Okay, I'm going to take a quick. Anne, what do you say? Real quick, Anne. Go ahead. You still there?
I want my... Yes. Hello?
Yep.
Hi.
Yep.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, hi. One of my best friends has a saying, and that is, I only have a kitchen because it came with the house. And she doesn't cook, but I love her anyway.
Ah.
You know, can this woman cook?
We
is
don't
she
know.
Capable? Does she cook?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, if she hates to cook that much, then that's fine. Just... You know, talk to her. I agree with the other caller. Be honest and talk to her. But if she really doesn't cook any other time, then you gotta just accept her for who she is.
You're a bigger, you know, bigger person than we are.
And me, Anne. For sure.
You know thanks. What? All right, Anne. Thank you, dear.
57 WROR, ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session, and we talked to Fiona. And her problem, like I said, we've had more serious, big-time stuff, but for her, it's irritating.
Yeah.
Her husband's sister, she's been married a few years, and her husband's sister comes to every family function with low rent. Her words, not mine.
Basic B, sprinkle cookies.
Here's what Fiona had to say. Check it out.
My husband's sister drives me completely crazy for this one reason, and that is sprinkle cookies. Because that is all she brings to events, ever. Every barbecue, Christmas party, birthday party, shower, christening, it does not matter what it is. She brings the same thing. It's this packaged, store-bought, low-rent, Basic B cookie from the grocery store. Every time. She does it so frequently that we've started to call her Sprinkles. Not only does she bring that, but at the end of the night, she starts to gather all the leftovers, and then she goes home with them. It's like she leaves with $50 worth of leftovers when she brings $5 worth of cookies.
I'm sorry. No, she doesn't call it Sprinkles to her face, but I think I could deal with you bringing the sprinkles, but don't be leaving home.
That's what gets you. You're like,
right?
Leave the cookies.
Don't take
the cannoli.
Yeah, no, take the cookies and don't take the brisket. Okay, so it's a two parter there. Like, they're both kind of irksome. Let's see what folks have to say, Lindsay. What do you want to say to Fiona?
So I don't know if anybody watches The Real Housewives of New Jersey, but it's pretty much the same fight.
Oh.
It was like,
Teresa and Melissa have been fighting over sprinkle cookies for years.
Are you serious?
Right. Yep.
Oh,
that was like first season. And then they brought it up for a couple of seasons. That's right. She bought the cheap sprinkle cookies. That's right.
Oh, low rent.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Maybe that's where she got the idea.
But didn't get how it was so terrible.
Yep.
Funny. Oh, my gosh.
I like sprinkle cookies, but apparently it's a big deal.
You know what? I'm sure they I'm sure they handled it gracefully on the Jersey Housewives.
Yeah, just throw a table at it.
Right.
To tip it over.
Absolutely.
All right, Lindsay, thank you. All right, now, Danielle, you have a solution to the takeaway dilemma at the end of the party, right?
I do.
What do you say?
We've done it in my family, not because people are stealing, but like for Thanksgiving, is we provide like Rubbermaid containers and someone will package it up. So that way everyone gets a little bit of what they want, but no one's taking the whole thing.
Oh.
Okay.
You know
I
what
like
it is? I like that, Danielle, because you're putting a roadblock up for the do-it-yourselfers.
Yes.
Yeah, this isn't the buffet.
Right.
Do-it-yourself takeaway.
No. Right.
You're doing it for them.
Exactly.
Danielle, right. I like it.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Except you got to buy Tupperware. That ain't cheap.
And then they take it.
And then they take it.
You can get the cheap Rubbermaid one. You get it at the grocery store.
Okay. Danielle's got it all figured out.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Danielle. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah.
Real quick, go ahead.
The way to deal with her is to cut her off.
Oh, that's it.
You know,
no more invites.
I mean, what she do? I mean, she eats at the dinner or whatever. And all she brings is these stupid sugar cookies. You know what I mean?
And she leaves with the food.
What she do? Bring a bag with her, too?
Yeah, sometimes.
She does. Yeah. Or she might use yours. I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cut her off. All right.
Yo, cut her off, man.
All right.
All right. I like it. Just easy. Done.
All right. See
ya. No
Is that Joe Biden? Cut her off, man.
Cut her off, man.
Oh.
Hey, man.
No malarkey.
No malarkey. That's it. No malarkey from you. Well, I think we got a solution for Fiona. Most people say just assign a dish.
Yeah.
We're fine with dessert. Let's give her an assignment to take home. And when it comes to taking food home, prepare it for them.
Yes.
No freestyling.
I just say you just put it in the second fridge and then tape it up and say, get out of my house.
That's
Party's over.
Yep.
That's option C, but, you know, it's fine.
The hostess with the mostest.
Yeah, the hostess with the mostest leftovers. That's me, and I keep them.
I guess you don't want to hear from our caller, Kim, then.
Who's Kim?
Kim, are you thinking LBF's being too harsh?
Am I?
I don't know.
I think everyone's being a little harsh. I mean, if she's bringing the cookies, and at the end of the night, they're gone, she's saying, oh, everybody loves them. I'm going to continue to bring them.
Oh, nobody thought of that.
That's true.
How about the end of the night, Kim, when she goes to the Golden Corral
and takes all the leftovers?
Yeah.
But they also could call her ahead of time and say, "Hey, can you bring this to the cookout, or can you provide this time?"
I think they like mocking her.
No. They like the drama.
Yes, yeah. That's what I'm. Yeah, you know what I mean. Like. Because sometimes life's boring and you need a sister-in-law to call her Sprinkles.
That's right. Never to her face, though.
Wow. No.
Never to her
you
face.
Know?
All right, Kim, you're a bigger person than LBF.
No, there's nobody. No, not couldn't be true.
I don't know about that.
Thanks, Kim. Good stuff. Well, that's it. I mean, it's like I said, not the world's biggest problem. You got sprinkle cookies. Okay.
Yeah. Right. I mean, again.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you want to move on to do some dirty laundry?
I do.
Okay. Out
Here's
of the kitchen, into the laundry.
Yes. You know what? Some people's favorite show has been canceled, and what they're trying to do to bring it back.
Okay.
I found this out this morning, and I was like, oh, no. I didn't really watch it, but everyone told me to. It's like right up my alley, and I love singing.
Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm going to tell you in like 5 minutes.
That's a good radio tease right
Thank
there.
You.
So we'll find out.
Trying.
Actually, it's like 3 minutes.
Oh, 3 minutes. Oh, yeah. Even better. I got to get prepared.
There he is. It's 8:35. Going to be a beauty today. 72. That's all she wrote.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.